Jag's heart swelled.
Really? He asked. Jaina says that?
Don't let it go to your head, Olazan said. We're running short on transport, and this over-armored space palace of yours was the best available ship.
This? Tahiri asked. A Sandalso 12 being personal Luxie cruiser was the best thing the Jedi could scrape up for a rescue mission?
It has military shields and countermeasures, Saba asked.
Of course, Jack replied. When head of state Rej gave it to me, he made it very clear he didn't want me getting killed anytime soon.
Then yes, a Sandalso Luxie cruiser is the best we could do, Olazan said. Roomy enough to hold a squad of void jumpers. Tough enough to deliver them.
The situation is that bad? Tahiri pressed. You couldn't find a spare blast boat to mount this operation?
All out hunting Sith saboteurs, along with most of our Jedi Knights,
Saba said.
So you will be coming along when this one and the Sergeant Major debark into the temple.
Don't I have a choice in the matter? Despite the question, Tahiri actually sounded a bit pleased by the request. I'm not even a Jedi.
Welcome back, Saba replied.
A metallic bang rang through the hull as a piece of Durasteel flotsam crashed down on the Gift's unshielded stern. A damage alarm began to scream, and the yacht nosed up. Struck vector plate, Tahiri said, reaching for a control console. Shutting down thrust nozzle 4.
Affirmative, Jack replied.
The parting Gift began to fly normally again, even if the yoke was a bit sluggish. Jag swung the yacht around a shrinking column of flame that was either a collapsing building or a subsiding magma fountain. Finally, through a thin veil of smoke and rising ash, he spotted the temple, a vast silver incline sloping up toward the sky. Saba's arm shot forward between the seats, pointing toward a tiny gray circle that was perhaps 100 meters above the level of the parting Gift.
There,
she said.
The utility hatch.
I see it, Jag replied. A turbo laser strike blossomed between them and the hatch, distant enough this time that the shockwave merely sent the Gift barrel rolling deeper into the gloom. The rain of cannon bolts they had been facing became a flashing storm that lit up the ash cloud like the interior of a Ryloth dance calf. The yacht's interior lights dimmed as all available power was transferred to the shield generators. Jag shoved the throttles forward, covering the last 2 kilometers in a wild helix that lasted no more than 5 seconds before the silvery, inclined slope of the temple wall filled the entire canopy. Finally, the laser cannons could no longer depress their barrels far enough to hit the parting Gift, and the steady stream of bolts began to fly past well beyond their stern. Jag pulled back on the throttles and swung the yacht up in the direction of the access hatch that Saba had pointed out.
Balance the shields, he instructed, and get me a bearing to our rendezvous point.
You mean the utility hatch?
Saba asked.
Unless we're making the pickup from somewhere else, Jag said.
From so close, going so fast, the temple's exterior skin was just a sheet of polished Durasteel, flecked with geometric bumps, pits, and spires. The details flashed past so quickly that it was impossible to recognize their function.
I'll need a 4-second warning to stop.
Saba pointed up the temple wall toward a dull oval a bit to their starboard, then said,
Stop now!
Jag swung the nose around and hauled back on the throttles, decelerating hard. The oval rapidly became a gray circle as they drew nearer. Saba and the Sergeant Major turned and raced from the flight deck back toward the boarding ramp. Tahiri unbuckled her crash harness and looked over at Jag. You going to be okay without me here?
A line appeared down the center of the gray circle, the hatch starting to open.
Go. Be a Jedi, Jag said, waving her toward the back. You aren't cutthroat enough to be an Imperial hand, anyway.
Tahiri cocked a brow.
Only because you were too incorruptible to make much of an Emperor.